Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. We're joined by Mark Krikorian, a man who makes an outsized contribution to the public policy debate about immigration. Perfect time to be catching up with Mark, who directs the indispensable Center for Immigration Studies, as we anticipate, by the time this program airs, that President Trump will have made some very important announcements about changes in policy, or perhaps simply returning to statutory requirements as they have been breached by the policies of the Obama administration in recent years. Mark Krikorian, it's great to have you with us, especially on this day. I know how busy you must be, but thank you for finding a few minutes to talk with us.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Well, where to begin? I guess we don't know for sure, as you and I are talking, what exactly Donald Trump is going to do in any of these regards. But let's start with the broader issue of this question of enforcing border security along the southern border. He's reduced it to basically the idea of building a wall. We're told he's going to start doing so today. Do you expect him to? And if so, will it make a difference?
Yeah, I understand there's going to be a couple of executive orders related to enforcement. There's going to be some of it's going to be about the wall, you know, instructing DHS to get to work on a wall, mend the fencing and other things that already exist there. But, you know, enforcement's a lot more than that, too. And as I understand it, there's going to be more in there. There's going to be directives about ending the catch and release program that now we have where the Border Patrol, basically, it's kind of like when you go fishing, you can't keep the fish. Well, the Border Patrol union chief testified last year before Congress that more than 80% of the illegal immigrants they apprehend, they have to let go into the United States under Obama. And that's one of the things that is going to end. So there's a whole variety of things. Also, sanctuary cities, although that's going to be anything in an executive order today about sanctuary cities is really just going to be the start of a campaign against them, because that's, you know, they're going to basically resist in the same way that the states in the South resisted desegregation. It's a very similar kind of thing where they're defying the federal government. So that's something that's going to be a process, not just an event, but I'm thinking the event itself, or the beginning of that process, rather, is going to be today.
Well, let's come back to each of these in turn, but begin with, there is a problem with border security, for sure. There has been, to varying degrees, as you know, Mark Krikorian, stretches of the border that have been fenced. There's been an enormous amount of money spent on virtual fencing. And yet there are still gaping holes. There are tunnels that have gone under places where we have built a fence. What needs to be done, as you see it, to try to actually secure that border? And do you think that that's in prospect under President Trump?
Yeah, I think it's going to be secured a lot better. And the reason is there are two parts of the problem at the border. The first is the one that the president, when he was running, talked about, and people kind of are able to visualize, is that the infrastructure at the border is insufficient. And, you know, I mean, I've been to probably more of the border than anyone who's not a Border Patrol agent, and only 2% of our border has a double fence with a road in between, which is what Congress thought it required 10 years ago when they passed something called the Secure Fence Act. There's also, as you mentioned, tunnels, kind of like, you know, you're seeing or you were seeing between Gaza and Israel. Tunnels, very, you know, a lot of them, very sophisticated tunnels. So that's something, all of that stuff is infrastructure matters that they do need to improve. But the other part of the problem is more immediate and is the kind of thing that an executive order can address quickly, which is a political problem. Under Obama, the Border Patrol basically was not allowed to do its job. They were, you know, travel agents and, you know, daycare providers more than law enforcement people. One of the reasons immigration agents have some of the lowest morale in the federal government. So that's something that can be changed right away. The infrastructure stuff is a longer-term project.
But it is critically important, as you say, to get morale back up and to ensure that they're able to do their job and they're not simply releasing illegals into our communities with real threats to public safety, among other things.
It's important in, you know, in the obvious way that obviously they're going to be doing their jobs, but in a longer term way, it's important because think about the employees, the Border Patrol agents or the ICE agents, what have you. Imagine the demoralization that they've gone through over the past 8 years. So you've got a lot of good people who left because they have pretty good skills. Their Houston Police Department is looking for their skills. What you end up with, unfortunately, is a larger share of basically time servers who don't really care about the job. That's something that's essential to end. And you do that by improving the morale and the elan of the people doing that job.
Yeah. Mark Krikorian, I've learned most of what I know about this issue from you and your colleagues at the Center for Immigration Studies. But one of the things that you've impressed upon me and I think others over the years is, in addition to all of the things we've talked about, there is this further consideration. It may be somewhat hard to calculate the exact impact, but there's no question it's real, of deterring people from coming to the United States if they know they're not going to simply be passed through or given, you know, travel advice by Border Patrol, but sent packing. And that needs to be addressed as well. So let's drill down on this sanctuary cities business. It's one of the things I think that really fueled the movement that Donald Trump talks about that made him president of the United States. The people were just sick to the teeth of cities or even in some cases, I guess, states defying federal law. How have they gotten away with this to this point, and how hard is it going to be, in your judgment, Mark Krikorian, for Donald Trump to shut down these so-called sanctuary cities?
They got away with it because the Obama administration collaborated with these sanctuary cities to allow them to avoid cooperating with federal immigration law. And it's important to understand what a sanctuary city is. What the federal government is asking people to do, local departments, is not to walk around enforcing immigration law, checking people's green cards. What the local and state governments are obliged to do is when they encounter people through the normal course of their business, they arrest somebody for whatever it is. When they're booked, those fingerprints go to Homeland Security now as well as to the FBI. So Homeland Security gets these fingerprints. If a red flag comes up, they request that the local jurisdiction hold on to the person if they're not going to prosecute them so that immigration can come and get them. A sanctuary city is one that says, nah, we're not going to do that. And they've been able to get away with it, like I said, because the Obama people have not only permitted it, but actively cooperated and encouraged sanctuary cities. First thing that has to happen is they have to stop encouraging them, and then it's going to have to apply some sanctions, cut off federal money. The bigger sanctuary cities have said they don't care. They'll take the hit, places like New York and L.A. and Chicago. And the question is, what are the next steps that the federal government can take? And, you know, that's going to be interesting. Will they sue, for instance, some of these sanctuary cities? I think there's a whole variety of steps, but it has to start with the executive, with the president or the attorney general, you know, laying down a marker, and then the jurisdictions defying it, and then the next steps happen. So this is what we're seeing today is kind of the first step in that process.
Right. And Mark Krikorian, whether the federal government sues these sanctuary cities or not, it sounds as though they will certainly be suing the federal government to resist all of these efforts, I imagine. You'll be on this very closely at the Center for Immigration Studies. Let me ask you quickly about one other thing you're following and urging action on, and that is ending the so-called DACA program. We talked a little bit about this with Diana West. Give us your view on that, Mark Krikorian.
Well, this is the amnesty for illegals who came as kids, and the president, I mean, when he was running, specifically said immediately end this illegal program by Obama, and they haven't done it, and it seems that they've made a decision to try to use it as a bargaining chip or something. And I think it's an unwise decision, but what it means is that these two-year work permits that Obama gave to illegal immigrants are still being renewed, and they're actually issuing new ones to people who didn't even have them before.
Under the Trump administration.
I think it's a problem. Yes, under the Trump administration.
Well, let us hope that this is one of the things he addresses in the course of the day, and if he doesn't, I know you will be on him like white on rice. Mark Krikorian, thank you for your help exploring with these very, very complicated but very strategically important issues with us. Keep up the tremendous work you do at the Center for Immigration Studies and come back to us again very soon.
to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.